JD's Heroes.
So it's time for this week's JD's Heroes, and it's a mother nominating her daughter. We go over to Bindi, and Jolene's on the phone. Jolene, now you want to nominate your 7-year-old daughter, Madison. Why is your daughter so special and deserving?
Madison has a blind brother. She's always come in second place to her brother because of his special needs. She never grumbles or complains about coming second place. She's always helping him around the house, moving obstacles out of the way for him, guiding him to the toilet, finding toys for him that he can't find. She makes sure he's always got things that he needs. She's just a lovely little girl. She's always happy and she's just always puts him first, and she always gets left out. He's always going on trips to schools and she just never gets anything of her own.
Now, we're talking about Madison. That's who you've nominated. She's 7. So you've got a son who's blind. What's his name and how old is he?
It's Toby and he is 10.
So even though he's 3 years older than Madison, she looks after him?
She does. When she was a toddler, she just grew to adapt to him straight away. She was just brilliant.
So tell me more about Toby then. Was he born blind? How is it affecting you and the family?
Well, yeah, he was born blind. We coped through it quite well. He is a lovely little boy. He's just very demanding. We just have to adapt our family life around him, really.
I bet the whole house has to be adapted as well for his needs.
It does, yeah. Make sure the furniture's not in his way and everything's accessible for him.
And Madison runs around the house making sure that the obstacle course is clear.
Yeah, she does, yeah. She's really good. Especially when he loses his toys, she'll go out of way to find them. She'll stop what she's doing and she'll go and help.
Now, me and my sister, we used to argue all the time, fall out and fight. What's their relationship like then?
They do have their little arguments, I must admit, they do, yeah.
But every brother and sister do, don't
they? Yeah, they do.
It's amazing, though, that she's so young and she knows to make sure that everything's safe for Toby at home.
Yeah, that's correct.
You can't keep your eye on him 24/7.
No, that's right. No, she's brilliant with him.
Really appreciate your nomination. We've sorted out something quite special for Madison. Is she getting ready for school at the moment, or...?
Well, she's off school with chicken pox.
Oh, is she? Oh...
Bless her.
Oh, poor
she's
Madison.
Got all polka dots on her.
Well, they're both off with chicken pox, to be honest. They're both at home.
Oh, bless them.
All right, I tell you what, we'll play a song, Jolene, and then we'll get Madison on the phone and we'll let her know what we've got for her. All right.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you.
This week's nomination for JD's Heroes comes from Jolene in Bindley. Now, Jolene is the mother of 2. She's got Toby, who's 10 and was born blind. She's also got 7-year-old daughter, Madison. That's who she's nominated because Madison is always there for older brother Toby. They've kind of taken reverse roles, haven't they? She kind of plays the old mature one in the relationship, doesn't she?
That's right, yeah. She does, yeah.
Always looking out for older brother Toby. Now, we've got something really special sorted. You say that Toby goes horse riding quite a lot. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, well, do you want to put Madison on the phone? We'll let her know what we've got.
Okay.
Hello,
Madison. I'm JD. How are you?
Fine.
I've got Roisin here as well.
Oh, I've heard you've not been very well, Madison.
I'm not very well.
Oh.
You got chicken pox?
Yeah.
Madison, you've got an older brother called Toby, haven't you?
Yeah.
Tell me all about Toby.
Toby is very nice and he always helps do things on his own and he's very sweet.
Oh.
And what do you do for him, Madison?
When it's lost something and he comes and asks me, I help him.
Do you ever have fallouts and arguments?
You know, like me and JD do?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
When was the last time you had a fallout?
When I tried and helped him, but he kept saying that I can do it on his own.
Oh, bless him. Do you know what? You know you've been really, really good.
Yeah.
We've got something for you. Fancy a nice little surprise?
Yeah.
You like horse riding?
Yeah.
I'm going to send you horse riding at Waverley Equestrian Training Centre there in Stoneleigh for you and Toby. You're going to go and do it together, right? There's a woman there called Diana who's helped us sort all this out. If the weather's good, you're going to have a really nice long ride in the fields along the River Avon, right? And we're going to send you to a polo match as well. You know where they ride and they knock the ball through the hoops? They go quite fast.
Yeah.
You fancy going to see one of those?
Yeah, that will be amazing.
Well, we've got it all sorted for you and Toby to have a nice day together on the horses just because you're a really special girl and what you do for Toby is amazing.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. All right, have a fantastic day. And will you do me a favour, Madison?
Yeah.
You know, when you've been and you've gone horse riding along the river and you've gone to see the big polo match as well, will you give us a call back and let me know what it was like?
Of course I will, JD.
Brilliant. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a fantastic day, okay?
Yeah.